Test 68, Section 2, Question 22. This one we're looking to describe the role played by the statement that scientific studies can't be used to disprove a correlation between personality type and any other phenomena. So, the astrologer, not astronomer, astrologer, says, although some scientists have claimed that there's no correlation between astrological signs and their personality types, okay, some scientists have said there's no correlation, this claim is scientifically unjustified, so it's not justified. Since, okay, now this is important because that means the first sentence was the conclusion, that the claim is not justified. So, since science does not have precise criteria for distinguishing one personality type from another, okay, so that means what was just stated is evidence. Scientific studies cannot be used to disprove a correlation between personality type and any other phenomenon. Now, what that means is the first half of that sentence, science doesn't have precise criteria, is being used to support the second half of the sentence, scientific studies can't be used to disprove a correlation. But then that statement is used to prove the overall conclusion, which is that this claim is scientifically unjustified. So it's a subconclusion, meaning there's evidence for it, but it is used to support the main conclusion. So we'll look for something that says that. It is a claim offered as support for a conclusion that is in turn offered as support for the overall conclusion. That's got the right parts, but it's in the wrong order. That's saying it would be the first piece of evidence which led to the second, which then led to the conclusion, when really it's the second piece of evidence that's being supported by the first. It is a conclusion for which support is offered, and that in turn is offered as support for the overall conclusion drawn in the argument. It's a very good answer choice. We like it. We'll double check the others. It is the overall conclusion drawn? No. It summarizes the position the argument as a whole is directed towards discrediting? No, it actually is supporting that idea. And then provides a specific instance of the general principle. It's not about a general principle or specifics, and therefore answer choice B is going to be our correct one.